let us just call a spade a spade. This doom so thing, or this power crisis, is debilitating, suffocating, asphyxiating.
Again.
And we are all suffering it. I mean, what the MPP did yesterday was democratically legit. I have been in a position before. We've had a series of demonstrations. The one that comes readily to mind is the anti-Hopal one, the very last one we did, where Daniel Furiata, unfortunately, you know, got beaten and then he passed on. May he so rest in peace.
Mm.
Where our now president, President John Mahama, His Excellency, was a target of ACP Akufi. So we have been through it before. So what the NPP did yesterday, for me, it is a legitimate weapon of democracy. And they are in opposition. What are you expecting them to do? To just sit down? If we were in opposition, would have done the same. So what the NPP did yesterday was legit, to the extent that we didn't hear any loss of life or destruction of property. Kudos to them. If I was in opposition, I would have done the same thing. Mm. Look, this thing is killing. It is really, really killing. And it's a crisis. Thank God the president himself accepts that it is a crisis. If the government and the president had gone to bed and saying that, look, we are clothed while they're walking around naked, then it would have been a crazy thing for us. But to the extent that the president himself accepts that this is a national crisis, for me, that is what is comforting. As a member of the National Executive Committee or a functional executive committee, we are also very concerned. In fact, last week, we had to hold an emergency FEC meeting, and we invited the power minister, the Honorable Kobna Donko, because we are also concerned. We are living it. I have refused to purchase a generator for personal reasons. I mean, on the lighter side, because of Ken Kranji.
Okay,
but once Ken Kranji gets to know that I have a generator, he will go on the internet and take a picture of a huge power plant and say that's the kind of generator that I'm using in my house.
Why don't you... you